she says, Ruth, this is what I want you to do. He winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee. Put on thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. Now, what she's asking her to do is not wrong. The family's of that. It's a religious service. And do you think Naomi would suggest to Ruth anything that would have been questionable? With their background, strict as they were in that day? No, my friend, it's your and my evil mind that would read anything into this. This was a lovely thing. Ruth is to not bring him into court. You don't have to do that, man. He's in love. And Naomi knows the ways of men. She's had a husband and two sons. She knows pretty much how they think. And she says, you don't have to take him into court. Just go down at the threshing floor and tell him you want him as your kinsman redeemer. Now, there are four things here. And this, I think, is appropriate day for me to mention these four things that she was to do. First of all, wash thyself therefore. That's the first one. And did you know, friends, that these are the four steps that brings us to Jesus Christ? These are the four things that are all important. And the first one of these, wash thyself. Now, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the sin question has to be settled. And Paul put it like this to a young preacher. It's not by works of righteousness which we've done. Because, my friend, our righteousness is filthy rags in his sight. But according to his mercy, he saved us. And by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. When you are born again, friend, you are washed. Have you ever noticed when a baby is born naturally, first thing to do is wash your little fella. And I tell you, when you become a child of God, God's going to cleanse you and wash you and put on the swaddling clothes of the righteousness of Christ that enables you to stand in his presence. That's the first step in our salvation. The second thing is anoint thee. Now, I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail. I may come back to this later. Anoint thee is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And John, twice, the great apostle of love, he says, we have an anointing. And if you and I are to understand the Word of God, our eyes must be anointed by the Spirit of God that we might see. For eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But John says in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which ye received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true and is no lying, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And so Naomi says to her, wash thyself, and then anoint thee. What she says is, get out that bottle of perfume that my son gave you a long time ago, and you haven't been using it. Get it out and use a good supply of it. And friends, I can let you in on something that you don't get out of commentators. I can tell you the name of that perfume. The name of it is Midnight in Moab. Say, that's a perfume. Let me tell you, anoint thee. And then third, put thy raiment upon thee. In other words, she says to her, she says, get rid of those widow's weeds. Put on that little party dress that you and my son used to wear when you go out of an evening social. It says, if this man, Boaz, has fallen in love with you, wearing those old widow's weeds, wait till he sees you dressed up in this lovely gown that you have. Put thy raiment upon thee. And friends, you and I have no righteousness at all, but he has a robe of righteousness which he puts down on those that he saves. And that robe of righteousness, Paul speaks in Romans of it, that it comes down to all mankind, but it comes upon those that believe. That's the way that you receive it. And Paul spoke of it. He says, be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And that's the raiment you and I must be clothed with. We're to stand in His presence, and it comes by faith when we trust Christ. And then the fourth thing she was to do, get thee down to the floor. And she's to get down to the floor and let the man know. And friends, have you ever told Christ that you trust Him? Have you? I have met so many folk that had never done that, never taken that step. I spoke to a Christian Endeavor Convention in Fresno several years ago, and as I was leaving, it was a hot night, just the day before they had air conditioning there, and I had my coat on my shoulder and in my shirt sleeves, and I met a little delegation of fellas. They brought a boy, and they said, "We brought him here tonight, and we thought he'd accept Christ. He didn't. Would you talk to him?" And I began to question him. "Do you believe this, that?" He believed the story of Noah. He believed about Jonah. "And what do you do?" I presented the plan of salvation, and there we all stood. Finally, I said out of desperation, I said, "Young man, would you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?" And he said, "I sure would." Those fellas had been arguing with him, and that's what I started doing. May I say to you, he wanted to accept Christ. My friend, today, have you ever told the Lord Jesus that you trust Him, that you love Him, that you want to serve Him? If you haven't, why don't you do it right now? Now, what Naomi is saying to Ruth, she's instructing her now the procedure she's to follow. First, she was to wash herself. And these are steps that you and I take when we come to Christ. First of all, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God must cleanse us. That's one of the values of the Word of God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. It has a sanctifying power, the Word of God does today. That's the reason we're trying to give the Word of God out. It touches the hearts and lives of the unsaved, and they see they need cleansing. Christ said to His own, "You're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you." And that was the first step. She was to anoint herself. "Anoint thee. Get out that bottle of perfume my son gave you before he died and use it lavishly, because this is a very important time. And then put thy raiment upon thee, and then get thee down to the floor." Let him know. The trouble of it is, and I appreciate Naomi very much. She's a very straightforward woman. She says, "I've been watching this man. He's brought you home every day, and his hands are strapped to his side. He can't move, and you're not making any move at all. Now, I want you to get down there and let him know. Let him know you claim him as your kinsman redeemer, for you are the one to do that." Now, friends, Christ died for you. We can talk about the seven last words of Christ from the cross, but He needs a word from you. And the word from you is a word of, do you trust Him? And if you do, why don't you tell Him that you do? If you love Him, why don't you tell Him that you love Him? If you want to serve Him, why don't you tell Him that you want to serve Him? How far removed so many today are from Him, and He's as close as hands and feet and breathing today. But we need to let Him know. I told about the young man. I told it so hurriedly last time up in Fresno, California, where I'd spoken to a Christian Endeavor Convention, and I'd gone in where those that had accepted Christ had gone and had a word with them, and then there was another room where those had gone who dedicated their lives, and I'd had a word with them. When I came out of the auditorium, it was in the days before it was air-conditioned, and it was a hot night in summer. I took off my coat, and I started walking across that big auditorium, and I saw a little delegation of young men coming toward me. When they got there, one of the young men that was a spokesman, he said, would I talk to them for a few minutes, and of course I would. And they said, "We brought this fellow," and they called him by name, "tonight. We've been arguing with him. We've been trying to get him to accept Christ, and he just doesn't make a decision. We thought maybe you would talk with him." And I began to put to him, you know, I said, "You believe the Bible?" He said, "Yes." I said, "You mean to tell me you believe that story about Noah?" and a flood? Oh, yes, he said, I do. I said, well, what about the story of Jonah and the fish? He said he believed that. Well, I was a little put back because generally you can get a good argument with a college student on one of those. And so I said, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you? Or did you believe he died on the cross? Said, yes. I said, do you think he died for you? He said, yes. Well, now my course that I had in personal evangelism never went any farther than that. I stopped and I wondered what to say next. The fellows stood there. Finally, one of them broke the silence by saying, that's what we've been trying to tell him, that Jesus died for him. And I just finally blurted out, and I said, young man, will you accept Christ as your Savior? And he said, yes. That's what I've been wanting to do. We just got down on our knees, and that young man prayed right through to the Lord that he'd save him. He told him. And that's what he'd been wanting to do all along, and he just didn't know what to do. I'm of the opinion we got many people in our churches today that have really never told him that they trust him, that they love him, that they want to serve him. Now, this is the thing that Naomi said, get thee down to the floor. Get down there and let him know. And she says, but make not thyself known unto the man till he have done eating and drinking. In other words, wait till the work day is over. You don't interrupt his work. And then when they're having this wonderful feast of thanksgiving to God for an abundant harvest, don't interrupt that.